93.5 and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
All right, we have the at work play of the $1,000 minute coming up at 9:35. The answer to question one, let's help you out. It's Surrey. Surrey. Good luck.
$1,000 minute coming up. So is the Throwback Throwdown and Ed Sheeran. Here's Eyes Closed on Move 103.5.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When it hit February, a step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat, 'cause I'm here alone. Just dancing with my eyes closed.
a poor man stealing, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
The Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two show members, two throwbacks. Only one winner is decided by you. What's it going to be on this Friday? This very rainy Friday. Drew, the returning champ. And no, sorry. Aaron is.
Thank you.
Is the returning champ. I'm sorry.
I know. Drew, you're the returning champ. Drew is a champ in every way, but I have been on a little bit of a roll, and I'm happy about that. I want to celebrate the fact that Cher is finally being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's happening this weekend, 60 years after her recording career started, and a couple of years after she started saying, you know what? I need to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, she did go public with it. Of course, this one is iconic. It was a huge number one hit for her on the radio. But the video was a smash, too. This is the one where they let her record it on the USS Missouri battleship with real-life Navy personnel around. They thought it would be a great way to recruit Navy people. They didn't count on her rocking up in that one-piece swimsuit covered with the fishnet body stocking. They did the video, and MTV said, it's too hot. We can't run it after. We only can run it at 9 p.m. So for everything that Cher is, like the first woman to just rock it out in every way, every aspect of her life, Cher, turn back time.
I can't tell you how hurtful this feels.
What do you mean? Why?
Aaron knows my love of Cher. That was like an A&E biography
I'm
that you
sorry.
Just did.
Yeah. Come on. You know, now, she's
it was
the,
like, cool. Drew, I am up. I'm the returning champ, and I'm going to take your favorite human being on earth and use her against you.
I know you do love her, and I did feel a bit badly, but not too bad, because, like, it's Cher, and it's her big weekend.
So did you also pick a Cher song, Drew?
Well, that's typically not how we do the throwback.
No, it's not. But yeah.
But I feel like if Aaron's gonna steal one of my favorites, I need to steal one of her favorites.
Okay.
Oh God,
and
no.
Turn this around. Have you seen what it's gonna do outside this weekend?
It's raining men. Hallelujah! It's raining men.
Spice Girls, the Jerry Halliwell version.
How dare you?
Of it's raining men on an atmospheric River Friday. You set the table, sir. I am just here fighting fire with fire.
Fair enough. That does hurt a bit. But I know it doesn't hurt as much as Cher.
No, it doesn't.
If you want to hear Cher, if I could turn back time. I'm not, who picked it again? I don't know.
Did.
The fighting is too much, guys. It's too much. If you want to hear Cher, text the word Aaron to 103535. If you want to hear Jerry Halliwell, her rendition of It's Raining Men, text the word Drew to 103535. Just FYI, I'm picking Cher. It seems obvious.
Yes.
But what do you want to hear? That's what counts. Drew, you would even vote for Cher.
Yes. Come on, say it.
I can't.
Say it.
Can't.
Say it. Do it. We will see who wins. You decide, though. Vote now. We'll get the winner up after Devin Cole.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab, and you're crying in the park on your
Two throwbacks. You decide which one you want to hear. Aaron, the returning champ, picking first.
Headed for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend, the one and only Cher.
Drew is challenging.
Aaron's picking one of my favorites of all time against me, so I've got to pick one of her favorites against her. Looking towards a Spice Girl, because have you seen what it's going to do outside this weekend?
It's raining, baby.
Jerry Halliwell. Who is not going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week?
Not yet. Julie sent us a text at 103.5 through 5. She's choosing Aaron. Drew, why on earth did you not choose the original It's Raining Men?
I actually picked it on your behalf there, Nat, because it's from was done for the Bridget Jones' Diary soundtrack.
Oh, I do like that movie. Yeah, that's nice.
That's sweet of you.
It's really nice. But don't blame this on me if you don't win. Joanna in New West says, dirty, dirty Aaron gets my vote. But really, it's kind of Drew as it's his fave. Go
exactly.
Share.
Thank you.
It's a win for Drew as well.
And not then, really.
Yeah. Kat says, I'm picking Drew. I love It's Raining Men. Where can I experience that instead of this normal watery rain? But, Kat, we do not have the answer for you. We do know that it was a very, very tight race this morning, but with 53% of your vote, it goes to the living legend who is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I can't be mad at it.
No, it's Cher. Cher on Move.
If I could turn back time, if I could find take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Cries like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes.
Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
In One Direction are speaking out about Liam Payne's death.
Now, here's the scoop.
All four of his bandmates have now issued statements. Harry Styles says, quote, his greatest joy was making other people happy, and it was an honor to be alongside him as he did it. Zayn Malik says he's lost a brother. Louis Tomlinson says Liam was, quote, such a positive, funny, and kind soul and an incredible songwriter. Niall Horan just posted his statement earlier this morning, and he says he feels so fortunate that he got to see Liam recently, and the whole thing just doesn't seem real. Niall's concert in Buenos Aires is the reason why Liam and his girlfriend were in Argentina in the first place, so I can imagine this has been particularly hard on him.
Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, obviously it's so incredibly tragic. That's an understatement. But, I think, you know, it's just sort of highlighted again, this like getting fame so young and how hard that can be on people. Like you don't have your brain is still developing and you have like nobody really looking out for you, it seems. And he apparently, according to one of the hotel guests that day, was a woman who was a fan who met him, who was also, I think, staying in the hotel. It's being reported that he said to her, he said, I was in a boy band once, and that is why I am so messed up. And that's just like, you know, if that's true, it's just like, oh, gosh, just so sad and so tragic. And yet I'm sure they're all feeling it, you know, extra hard. They all went through similar things. And this was somebody that they were very close with in a really key, you know, period of their lives. We're going to move on from that story. And it's always really hard to move on from something like that because it has been so tragic and it's been something that we've all been talking about for the last couple of days. And then we are going to move on to this story about Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez and maybe Drake. So recently, J-Lo said that she was looking forward to being single, but she does not have to be single, guys, because according to sources, as soon as she filed the papers to divorce Ben Affleck, Drake reached out.
I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing.
Sources are saying that Drake was very sweet. I told her what a fool Ben was for letting her get away. And then he also quickly let her know that he is ready and willing to step in.
You know, for like one of the most famous people on the planet.
I know.
Kind of dorky.
Drake acts rather desperate.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I mean, he does. Yeah. I think that's why I almost have a soft spot for him. Because, Aaron, you said dorky. It's kind of like, he's so douchey on some levels. And then, like, he's not as smooth as I think he should be for somebody of that level of fame.
Yeah.
That it's almost like, I don't know. But according to these sources again, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. But apparently that it's kind of working with J-Lo and that they're texting every day.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Also not surprising.
No, I know. Yeah, maybe she's kind of dorky too.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 1035.
You are listening to
Birds of a Feather
on
on Move.
Billie Eilish on Move. The home of the $1,000 Minute, the at-work edition of the $1,000 Minute, is coming up next.
All right, caller 25, looking for you. 604-280-1035. We'll play right after Tate McRae, You Broke Me First.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. You're holding off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that. Ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I'm still up on photos to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But
Madeline is at work this morning at an undisclosed location because she's supposed to be working.
So what are you doing right now to make it look like you're working?
Staring at my computer screen.
Okay, and making no eye contact with anybody else around you?
No.
Talking in a serious voice?
I am.
Okay, excellent.
If you win $1,000 here, you'll be the most non-plus $1,000 winner we've ever had.
Oh, I don't know if I can hold it in, okay. But right. I'll okay. try.
Good luck, Edelyn. Thanks for listening at work this morning. We've got 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and you'll win $1,000. If not, $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
Good luck, Edelyn. $1,000 minute starts now.
Cougar Creek's House of Horrors is located in which local city?
Surrey.
The use of hashtags was first proposed by a blogger in what year? The year 2000 or 2007?
Repeat the question.
The use of hashtags first proposed by a blogger in what year? 2000 or 2007?
2000.
Does white noise calm or stimulate the brain?
Calm.
What weather phenomenon is rolling in today?
Atmospheric river.
What country is Rihanna from? America, Barbados, or England?
England.
What is 45 minus 7?
33.
Name a planet in our solar system that has rings.
Saturn.
What is the capital of China?
Beijing.
What animated Disney classic features the song The Bare Necessities?
Trying to stay on the road there. You were reaching for it. I know you're going to notice as soon as we say it.
It's Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book.
Damn it.
It just can't. Careful, you're going to blow your profile. You're going to blow your cover. Don't get too upset.
Business meeting got real tense.
Meeting. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Business meeting. The Jungle Book, unfortunately, just came after the buzzer. A couple of other tough spots. You got the first one right. The use of hashtags, though, was first proposed in 2007. Rihanna is from Barbados. And the math question, 45 minus 7, the answer is 38.
Oh, poop.
And we didn't get enough time to get to question 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers for $50 here for you this morning.
That'll work. Coffee for the office.
Or, as you kept it really quiet, maybe just you.
Don't let the cat out of the bag now.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a good sport and having some fun with us. We'll play again on Monday, the $1,000 Minute, 7:35 and 9:35 on Move.
There's a fire starting. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing
the quick money?
What should I do?
Or risk it all for more?
One more.
Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank on Move 103.5. Your next chance at big cash is today at 4:05.
Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. We are just about done for the day, but before we close up shop, let's take a moment to review what we learned on the show this morning. Aaron, what did you learn today?
The atmospheric rivers rolling in. Everybody knows that by now. It's going to be really, really rainy today, this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. And for anyone who has tickets to the ghost train, unfortunately, in Stanley Park for tonight, it's canceled. They'll be able to roll them to get new tickets, but like a bummer, you plan your Friday night around the ghost
train. Is anybody else worried about the ghost train just in general with severe weather? It seems like that thing is very, very sensitive.
Yeah, doesn't it like go off the tracks a lot?
No.
Yeah, it does. And
no.
And it's crazy because it's small. So I feel, you know, people could just put it back on the tracks. But we've had a derailment.
They do have some maintenance issues. I worry that it's not going to hold up during the atmospheric river, but fingers crossed. Nat, what did you learn this morning?
All right. Well, the Canadian Transportation Agency monitors air passengers' complaints to airlines, and they are out with a report as to which Canadian airline actually receives the fewest complaints. Therefore, it would be the best airline to fly, and it goes to Porter. So Porter, if you are unfamiliar, they're bigger now, but they started as a regional carrier in Ontario, and now they've really expanded in the last couple of years, and lots of flights, you know, in and out of Vancouver as well. So, I mean, we looked it up earlier this morning, and next week, for example, you could go from Vancouver to Amsterdam for like less than $500.
I never even think of Porter when I'm booking reservations.
Same.
It's wild. I had no idea that they did like that kind of international service out of YVR.
They've just really started to expand in the last little bit of time. And I will say this, there is no middle seat in Porter. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the reasons it is excellent.
That in itself should be a slogan. Porter Airlines, there is no middle seat.
Love it.
Drew, what about you? What'd you learn?
That would get them a lot of bookings. Well, in the midst of this atmospheric river, there's still a ton going on in the city this weekend. Of course, Election Day is tomorrow. Also tomorrow night, I'm going to be hosting the Light the Night Walk for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society at the Shipyards in North Van. And also tomorrow afternoon at the BMO Theater Center in Olympic Village on West First, the Arts Club Theater Company is doing their annual rummage sale. This is actually a really cool place to find some stuff for Halloween costumes or home decor. Stuff that they've used in past productions is going to be on sale. Great prices. That's happening tomorrow from 11 until 3.
That's cool. That sounds really cool. If you can just, you know, find parking close by and run in.
Yes.
You should be fine. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We do have a podcast, which you can check out on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the car, at home, in the office, in the home office, on your run or on the run. Become a Move 103.5 music influencer and tell us, we're throwing you the keys. The best part? We could be giving you $500 just for doing it. Join our team and become a Move 103.5 music influencer. There could be $500 in it for you. Have your say in what we play. Sign up at move1035.ca. Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Get in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
Hi, I'm Leon Chiladin, the general manager of Applewood Nissan Richmond. Rev up your savings with these Applewood deals.
During Nissan's all-in clear-out event, lease or finance an adventurous 2024 Rogue from 0.99%, plus get a $500 loyalty bonus. Or finance a fully electric 2024 Aria from 0.99% with up to $1,000 in stackable cash and a $5,000 federal rebate. Go all in at Applewood Nissan Richmond in the Richmond Auto Mall. It's all
Canada's biggest women's event is on now in Abbotsford. The annual West Coast Women's Show is going nationwide as the Canada Women's Expo. Join the celebration on now at TradeX. It's fun fashion, food, and the best shopping at 300 vendors. Save big with exclusive show specials, fantastic fashion shows, free gifts, and nonstop entertainment on four stages. See Food Network's Anna Olsen on the culinary stage and meet Zibby Allen, Bree Sheridan from Netflix's Virgin River. The Canada Women's Expo on now at TradeX in Abbotsford. Save with early bird tickets at CanadaWomen'sExpo.com.
This is it. It's final voting day this Saturday for the provincial general election.
Right. Okay, I'm on it.
I've got to vote. My dad's going to ask if I voted, so.
Final voting day is your last chance to vote.
I'm voting on final voting day.
If you haven't cast your ballot yet, make sure you get out to vote on October 19th. Find your voting place on your Where to Vote card or visit elections.bc.ca.
Hello?
Fiona.
Sarah. Still in Madagascar?
I'm on the island of Zanzibar. I'm headed to Mount Kilimanjaro.
Exciting.
I've designed a diamond pendant.
Tell me about it.
Sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle with 10 tiny little diamonds.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel, and the 10 little diamonds represent the sparkling memories that are shared by people in love.
It's not about the road you travel, but who you travel with.
I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
T.S. Eliot wrote that before I was born.
Let's hope it's still true today.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver, in Langley.
Woohoo!
Sleep Country, we're celebrating 30 years of great sleep with amazing deals.
Sick.
It's the biggest event in our history with Kingsdown Queen mattresses starting at $749.
As if.
And a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase.
Free.
Say cheers to 30 years with anniversary deals only at Sleep Country. Hurry and Sunday. See in-store or online for details.
Imagine a fitness journey where you call the shots. At Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit, you have freedom to shape your own workout experience. With no enrollment fees, no fixed terms, and no commitments, you can focus purely on achieving your fitness goals. And should things change, you can cancel anytime. It's membership on your terms. And with 17 convenient locations across the Lower Mainland, a healthier you is just around the corner. Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit. Join today on site or start at trevorlindenfitness.com.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Sam had aspirations of opening a clothing boutique. She called Alpine Credits and was sent a speedy superhero to help with a business loan. Super speed doesn't translate to radio, but when our hero runs, she sounds like this. If you ran at the speed of light, you'd sound funny too. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
So have you heard about John Rustad's plans for your health care? His BC Conservatives will cut $4.1 billion. It's right there on page 12 of his plan. Rustad's cuts are going to make things worse. Firing doctors and nurses, canceling surgeries. John Rustad's cuts. Think what he'll cost you.
In Port Moody, Burquitlam, vote for Rick Glumac, BC NDP. Authorized by Karen Cooling Financial Agent, 604-430-8600.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave. Endlessly entertaining.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue. I Surf. Monday at 9 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving. Grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't you stop the music?
On Move.
We go together. Birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you. For you.
Yeah.
inside my brain, and maybe you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you.
Station.